to Coog with McCarthy in support on the inside. He takes the reverse pass and dashes 20 yards to touchdown between the posts.
Welcome to another edition of Rabbitohs Radio. My name is Grant Chappell. I'm joined by my loyal co-host and friend, Darren Brownie Brown. What's doing, Brownie?
Not too much, chaps. And first of all, g'day to all the listeners out there. It's been probably about a 14-day period where we haven't released a podcast. A lot has happened in that time, and we're going to go through it on the show today. But more importantly, how are you?
Not too bad, mate. I was obviously chuffed off overseas to Thailand, a 10-11-day trip over there. So that's probably hence why we haven't been able to bash by now to podcast. The reception wasn't great over there. I missed the first game after the Warriors game. I only saw the second half, but anyway, that's the way it goes. You might have seen our Instagram footage we did over there. We broke that game down. Bloody hot over there in Bangkok, and then we shot back to the airport, Brownie. A little bit disappointed. I knocked down a few long necks, you know, and as you do, me, I'm a young bloke, dragging our bags around that joint. And I've gone to the wrong airport, haven't I, Brownie? I've got there, I'm lining up. The bloke goes, mate, you're at the wrong airport. It's 70 k's away the airport you're going to.
Wow.
What? Anyway, we ran out the front. I found a taxi. I said, mate, yeah, here's a bit extra cash. You got to get us there, mate. Bang. Spoke it 110 all the way, and yeah. Got the job done, and we chuffed down to Phuket for a week or two, and I had my Rabbitohs hat down there, and I got a few conversations with people around the traps. Mate, what's going on? Why are we getting beaten? You know, there's a lot of people care about the Bunnies, don't they, Brittany?
A few Aussie bars over there, I suppose, like you said, chaps, there would have been a lot of South Sydney supporters, because we are everywhere, all around the world, all around the country.
Mate, there was one, the Aussie bar in Patong in the main street there, Bungalow Road, and on the roof is all junior jerseys, and there's a few mascot jerseys and whatnot, and an Alexander Rovers jersey, I think, pinned to the roof. There's some AFL jerseys and that, but yeah, plenty of South framed jerseys on the wall. So,
well, I'm going to Bali in 10 days' time, and it's the same over there. There's a couple of bars over there owned by Australians, one in particular up at Sunua. I think it might be called the Rabbit Hole. So I'll be popping in there.
I might get down the Rabbit Hole one day. And I end up watching the second game at a place called Peppers, mate. A couple of Kiwi yachties, and they were into me. And they were trying to watch the rugby. I was watching the league, and I just said, mate, you're watching the soft game, mate. I'm going to watch the real tough game over here, boys. It was a bit like that, with a bit of banter. But, yeah, they were quite happy to see us get beat, the Kiwis. So, anyway, stuff is.
Geez, they're in some good form, aren't they?
They are in some good form. Yeah, no doubt about it. Look. There's a bit of a tragedy there. I want to shout out to the victims and their families. Thoughts and prayers for what happened over there at Bondi last week was tragic. It was quite big news in Thailand as well, mate. Bit of chin wag with a few different people from over that way. And, yeah, very sad what happened over there, Brownie.
Absolutely devastating, chaps. I had a training session at the Allianz Stadium there in the gymnasium there, which is not too far from Bondi, and I was driving home. And a lot of police cars were flying past me, ambulances. I didn't know at this time. And Randwick races were on at the time. And I thought there must have been a stink at the races or something's happened there. And anyway, I get home and I told me young bloke that I'd just seen, you know, thousands of ambulances driving past and cop cars. And I said, something's happened here at the races or something's going on. And he said, put on the news. And I put on the news and, yeah, it was all over the news. Yeah, devastating. Our thoughts and condolences go out to the people who lost family members and friends. And, yeah, it was really, really sad news. And, yeah, it was devastating, actually.
You're trying to keep an eye on it through some of the clips from Channel 9 News and 7 from the on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, it was quite tragic. But it's good to be home. We're in the lucky country here. The weather here is beautiful. Too hot in Thailand, Brownie. All I did was sweat. I'll be standing still waiting for a taxi, sweating. sweating like a pig. But anyway, there's also some other tough news Poor Leon Ta'au, which we don't have a lot of information on what happened, but he collapsed at training on Wednesday. And, yeah, we're thinking of him and his family, and hopefully he gets a speedy recovery. Young Leon, only 20 years of age, in the top 30 squad too, Brownie.
Yeah, it's sad news. It happened during the week. It took everyone by surprise, basically. Collapsed at training, and Leon's probably one of the first players that we've signed from the Southeast Queensland system that we've got going up there, a relationship with a number of clubs up there. And yeah, like you said, chaps, in the top 30, a classy player. We haven't seen the best of Leon just yet. He's had a injury-ridden season over the last couple of seasons, hasn't he?
He has. He's got a bit of speed too. We saw a little taste of him in the trial at Belmont when a lot of our big-time players were over in Vegas at the time. We played the Chookies. We started all right, but we got outclassed a little bit there. But Leon showed us what he can do there. He scored a try, I think. Showed us a bit of speed. Young Leon, hope you get back to your fighting best, mate.
Have we had any diagnosis? Has the club released any statement?
No. I spoke to someone from the club yesterday, and even that person was a bit shocked and didn't even know about it. Had to ask around, but I didn't want to dig or anything, mate. The most important thing is how he's going, and hopefully he gets back on track. Another little bit of news there, I think. There's been reports here. Tommy Fletcher signed on for another season till 2025, but the young fella's had a hernia, and he's probably not going to be back on track till about week five. A young prospect that we've been talking about for a couple of years here, and he's one of those young guns that's going to come on and possibly be ready at the back half of the season, you know, you got to blend in with young Jai Gray and the likes, mate.
Yeah, another one who's had no luck with injuries over the past couple of seasons. He hasn't been able to build some momentum back-to-back weeks, but yeah, really looking forward to him getting back on the field. Another one who has had a taste of first grade playing in the Charity Shield, but yeah, look, really looking forward to him getting back on the field and see where he can end up towards the back end of the season.
Yeah, he's got that body shape in the back row. Look, we're struggling for back rows at the moment in terms of that really aggressive, strong back rower. As you know, Brownie, your best defenders have got to be your centres and your edge back rowers. That's where teams generally attack and try and find a weakness, because you're playing next to the smaller player, the 5'8 or the half, in and around that area. We've got Campbell Graham out, one of the best defensive centres in the comp in the past five seasons, Brownie, arguably in the top three. I might be biased, but I think he's up there. And Jai Arrow, another guy who never lets you down defensively. There's two edge players that probably we could do with right now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I'm not looking for excuses either, chaps, but gee, we've had a bad run of injuries and suspensions, not only this year, but over the last 2 years.
Well, like what did I count the other day? That wasn't an excuse, I just put up the facts. We had 13 players out of our full-time players unavailable. The full-time players are 36. 30-man squad, your top 30, and you've also got your six dev players. Now, that's a lot of people unavailable, 13, due to suspension or injury or HIAs. Yeah, we lost another one there, Junior. 12-week plus injury, broken. A little metacarpals in the feet. That's a tough injury for a big man. And again, we just haven't had the great 18 months out of Junior. The previous couple of years, he was outstanding. Ty Munro, I think he's going to have to do at least 4 to 6 months to get that injury done properly. Probably come back a little early, but I'm sure they've done all their due diligence and thought he was ready to go. And he looked good. He jammed in and put a big couple of aggressive shots on centres and wingers and that, but it wasn't to be, mate.
Yeah, he really started the game well. Obviously, was keen to get out there and put his best foot forward. But, yeah, like you said, chaps, just injured that shoulder again. I believe he will be having surgery on Friday, and that will put him out for, like you said, 4 to 6 months, which would probably be the season for Ty Munro, I'd say.
I think that's a smart thing. Let's get this kid a bit bigger and stronger and all that. And, you know, 10 months' time, you can put a lot of weight on it as a kid his age who's doing all the right things, which I know he does. He's very diligent with his training and his prep and everything like that. He's a young man who's come a long way since that SG ball. No, it was a Harold Matz trial there at Mascot Oval. Me and you were there. We got our eyes on him. We picked him out. We thought he was one of the more classy players on the field that day. He's progressed all the way through to be a first-grade player that I think we need. We need a player like that, a bit of speed and, And even that there was a bit of a ricochet during the game, which we'll get to the game very shortly, but it just happened to land in his hands. He just got those reflexes, and then he took off upfield, got tackled. I think it was off maybe Jack Whiten. But, yeah, the Cronulla Sharks game.
Just going back to his progression, chaps, last year where he made his debut, I think he played SG ball, Jersey flag, New South Wales Cup, first grade, and scored a try in every one of them. I don't think a player's done that for a long, long time.
No, that's why I think you got to now just say to him, listen, I think if you are ready, you're ready, but we're quite happy for you to get yourself ready for the preseason in November, early November. Who knows, if we finish off the season and not make the top eight, which is possible, they might say, listen, we want you back halfway through October, boys. We're going to get this preseason up and running early, and hopefully Tom Unroe's ready by then. The game against the Sharks out there at Acor Stadium last Saturday night, I know it's probably, you try not to remember that game because it was a loss, but we beat 34 points to 22 in a game where we just had a lot of things go wrong, Brownie. I think it was early on Hostie, HIA, and then it went to Junior going off. Bloke who played 50 minutes, only played about 18 minutes. Munro should be playing 80 on the wing. He went off. Jai Gray went down. The sparky little debutant went down. He was off the field for 12 minutes. Cam Murray, we normally get 80 out of him. We only got 40 out of him. We lost him for the game. And for the boys to keep turning up, sticking to the task, had a high completion rate, 84%. To only go down by probably that little try kicked him away at the end, but we had an opportunity to win the game at the end of that. We had no right to, but Brad.
No, we definitely didn't, chaps. And the reason why we were in a position to win the game was because of our effort. The boys really turned up for each other. They were really trying, tackling everything that moved. Even though we had 45 missed tackles, the boys were putting themselves in a position to try and make the tackle. But yeah, look, 34-22, that try at the end just blew the score out a little bit. To be in a position to win the game was a credit to all the players that ended up on the field. And I think we only had 14 players at the back end of the game for the last 40 minutes.
Yep, and the boys kept turning up. And Cronulla started to back off a little bit. I thought in the first half, defensively, Cronulla were really up in our face and put a lot of pressure on us and led by a decent score, 16-18, 6 or something like that. And but the boys didn't go away. They kept to the task. And I think Tommy Burgess and Liver Havili up the middle give us opportunities to get some space out to our playmakers, your Deans and your Codys. Cody put on a try late in the game to give us a chance. Tommy knocked a few blokes out the way, and we scored off the back of that. So there was a lot to like about it, Brownie.
Yeah.
You know, like Jai Gray, what a debut.
Yeah, what a debut. It was a big week for Jai. He'd signed an extension on his deal during the week and was named to play fullback in place of Latrell Mitchell, who was suspended. But yeah, it was a great debut as well. He plays with a lot of energy. He's an excitement machine. What about his first touch of the ball where he charged into him? A little 5 foot nothing. Probably could have been riding at Randwick Races on this Saturday. But yeah, a little small fella, but geez, he plays with plenty of heart.
Well, my daughter's watched it with me. They're keen Bunnies fans, as you know, and I think we nicknamed him Mighty Mouse because he just goes 100 miles. Everything he does is 100 miles an hour, and he's short in stature, obviously, but don't you dare underestimate Jai Gray, because he's even his second touch where they kicked it into the end goal, he had to go up and contest the ball on a bloke a lot taller than him. Comes out of that, bolts around the goalpost. I think he had a 2-on-1. He was nearly going to give it to Jackie Whiten, but look, veteran head on him, just said, I'll take the tackle. Let's just play the ball at 18 metres out. So he had a lot of nice touches in that game. 15 carries, 172 metres, 68 minutes. But one of the more impressive ones is his ability to break tackles, Brent. He's number one. I know he's only played one game, but on average, he's number one in the NRL.
Yeah,
him and Payne Haas are number one in the NRL for tackle breaks per game.
Yeah,
that's not a bad debut.
Yeah, well, he's got the ability to break tackles, chaps, because he's got a lot of speed. Players can't put shots on him because he can stop and he can jink and he can start. And he goes slow.
He gets a lot of arm tackles, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he runs through them.
Exactly, and he's well balanced, so he can get around players. But yeah, no surprise that he's got 7 tackle breaks in his first game, and expect that to rise over the next couple of weeks.
And he didn't have a try, assist or score a try, so you haven't seen, you've seen a smidgen of what this kid can do. He could jump in the halves and dominate a game, no worries. The more touches this kid gets, the better we're going to be going forward. But I think it's more his energy and his explosiveness, which has got South fans very excited. And
well, you get down to train a lot, chaps, and you report back to me about this young kid, what he does to the team in the opposed sessions down there. He's exciting. He's very, very quick and, like you said, very elusive. And we've been calling for him to be in the team for a number of weeks now. And I'm just glad that he had a great game in his first debut
Well,
game.
His first off-season, I think he ended up getting hurt in that trial for the HG ball. He was driving them mad down there. They couldn't lay a finger on him. He was too quick. He had his vision. He got a kicking game. He's got a jink, a step. But he was just a little bit small then. Like, you know, his body hadn't filled out. You know, 12 months later, put a bit of meat in the frame. And he's the best player I've seen in preseason, no doubt about it. And that includes anyone in our squad, all our top Origin players. He was the best player in the preseason by country mile. He was just murdering them in those three interleague games where we just played each other for a couple of weeks on a Saturday down there at Efron. Made very excited from what I've seen from that bloke. And the Brick by Brick Award, the Ramos Bricklaying Award, that's one of our new sponsors this year. It went to Jack Whiten, 188 metres. He was in everything, Brownie.
Yeah, he's certainly trying his guts out, isn't he, chaps? True professional, just does everything at 100 miles an hour. Nearly busted him a couple of times down the left-hand edge. I think one time there where Treecam scored, he might have made a break in that set. He's been good for the last couple of weeks, Jack. He's putting his hand up with the tough carries. He's doing his best to try and get us out of this rut that we're in, and well-deserved Brick by Brick Award.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ramos Bricklaying. You can find them on Instagram, Ramos Bricklaying.
Geez, they do some wonderful work,
chaps.
Oh,
they do. It's a family-owned business down there, and they cover the basically the greater Sydney region. So give them a call if you've got any bricklaying work, whether it's big or small. Definitely jump on board and support the people that support the podcast. Well done, Jackie Whiten. Another bloke who won an award there, another sponsors award for the week, tackle of the week, from Loan Market, Adam Sampson, Loan Market. Just jump on Facebook. Got to just Google that one there. You've got a great option of loans and any finance, any advice you need. I've used them personally, and it's the outstanding service. They keep you in the loop with what's going on, where your loan's at, what you got to do. Look, it was absolutely seamless transition. I'm glad that I signed up with him. It was Dean Hawkins, mate. Look, before we get to that tackle that we're talking about from Loan Market Finance, I thought the first half, it's the most touches I've seen from a halfback in a long time with the Rabbits, maybe since Adam Reynolds. Just, I don't know if it was because Pete Mamazoulis was in dummy half and they played a lot of footy together in the Reggies, won a comp last year. But they seemed to go to the right-hand side a lot, and he got Keon hitting him short. He played back inside to Cam a few times, had that nice little grubbering repeat set, almost got a 40-20. He was just outside the 40-20, but big Bubba Kennedy took it over the sideline. You can almost call it a 40-20. He won't be chalked up for it, but I like some of the touches I've seen from him in both halves, Brownie. He's really starting to get a bit more confidence the more game time he gets.
Well, he's a real general and a natural halfback, isn't he? The true style halfback. From back in the day, something similar to like Craig Coleman, where they love getting their hands on the ball, touching the ball 4 to 5 times every set of six, and that's what we want from our halfback. So Cody Walker can obviously do his stuff. We're still playing on the back foot a little bit. Our attack, and I'm sure they'll be the first to admit it, is not where it's got to be just yet. That'll come, hopefully. The same can be said about our defence. So, yeah, look, Dean, once we start to play with a little bit of confidence and get a little bit of field position, hopefully he'll start to play his natural game. And, look, he had a great game. His kicking game was an 8 out of 10, like you just said, chaps. Nearly 40,
a lot of variation.
40-20, 4 repeat sets, something that we haven't had
first
for
kick,
quite some
first
time.
First kick of the day, land 5 metres out from the goal line. And the kick chase is pretty nice too.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we need from from our players. They want to be the first ones down there, have a nice little set line, and there's going to be no 20, 30-metre carries from the back five from the opposition.
Yeah, look, the only concern, and I'm sure Dean's working on it every day at training, is his defence. I know he got this award for his tackle on Sifa Talakai. It was a try saver.
It was an effort tackle, Brown. He turned, didn't give up.
Yeah, well, he had to come from behind. He's a big man too, Sifa, even though Dino pulled him down. He runs like a bull, Sifa Talakai. But, yeah, there's a couple of tackles there where he missed that were crucial, and I'm sure they'll be working on that because when we play Melbourne on Anzac Day next Thursday, he'll have plenty of traffic run at him.
No doubt about it. Well done, Dino, there. Anything else on that game, Brown? I just think, I know I've spoken about it before, but the ruck speed, we've got to try and find a way to win the ruck. We seem to be a little touch slower at playing the ball. When the opposition do get the ball and we're in defence, they seem to get off the ground quicker and play at that advantage line. Just have blokes steaming onto the ball, whether it's a fullback or a winger or a front rower. They just seem to march up and do 70, 80 metre sets on us. We've got to try and find a way to slow the other mob down and speed up our ruck a little bit when we've got the ball.
Yeah, the Warriors did it the week before. The Sharks did it. They got good roll-ons, didn't they?
Yep.
Through the middles, in behind the ruck. And that's because we're getting players left on the ground, chaps.
Yeah.
If you go back and dissect the game on more than, you know, four or five occasions, we've got a player on the ground and Brayley was off and running, hitting, you know, players, the big front rowers in behind the ruck. But, yeah, it's something we've got to work on. 45 missed tackles, not good enough. Our line speed, probably not good enough. And that's an area that we've got to work on and get better at.
And you tidy that up, you beat a team like the Sharks with your full complement of 17 players. We probably might have beat them had we hadn't had all those injuries. And Cam Murray, very key, I noticed, early in the second half, the coach must have sent the message out, pour down the middle. Let's hit the middle where Cam normally is. Yeah. And they really controlled that middle for a period in the early in the second half. So, yeah, another glaring improvement we need, Brown, is kick defense. Four tries we conceded off kicks on the weekend. Again, we've given up a lot of tries off kicks. Whether it was a grubber in behind, not defusing the high ball, the little grubber in along the ground. There was another one at the end of the game, where I think there's just more Sharks around the ball. In that last one where Brayley scored. But the game might have been gone by then, but still.
Yeah, and if you watch that game last night, chaps, against the Melbourne Storm, against the Roosters, once again, Melbourne, they've just got players all around the ball. Even when the Roosters put a kick in there, there's players, numbers around the ball, and that's what we need to start doing. Effort plays, effort on effort. Look, we said at the start of the show, chaps, we were in a position to win the game because of our effort. Our attack's not where it's got to be. Our defence is not where it's got to be. But it's a start. And as long as we keep turning up with the effort, we're going to win more games than we lose.
Yep. But let's hope Fernsey can get into them and get something out of them. And look, just a different voice, Brownie, sometimes. I mean, you've been around football clubs your whole life. But when a new voice comes in, it could just spark something in someone's brain there and get him going.
Well, a very experienced player, David Ferner, who's did it all in the game. Played State of Origin, won premierships, played for his country. And
goal kicker too, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, yeah. And he was a tough bastard as well.
He could fight.
Yeah, he can hold the dukes up.
He's like my co-host. He could fight. Don't worry about that.
Anyway, he's coached. He's been a head coach.
Yeah, he has.
He's got a lot of experience in the coaching department.
We had him at 217, 218, so he's actually been here under two different coaches. I think one was Madge and one was Seabold there. So he's been in and around the club. He know Elo and the boys, and I'm sure they'll welcome him back with open arms. I remember I was doing a thing for Soto's testimonial in 218, and he was going to be down the certain pub, and I went down there and met him. Nice bloke, couldn't wait to say some nice things about John Sutton.
I think I was with you, yeah, Maribor.
He only worked with him for a couple of years, but he had some really nice things to say about John, and obviously not knowing him and seeing how passionate he is about rugby league and the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs. You know what, John hasn't left. He's been there ever since day one, so hopefully the boys can get something out of this mob in the next few weeks. Got an easy, as you said, we've got a very easy game next week. This is very winnable. Yeah. Melbourne in Melbourne.
On Anzac Day.
On Anzac Day, our record in Melbourne is, well, we haven't won one yet, so we might have to play a few trials down there, Brent, try and get a win.
Yeah.
Stack one of our sides and hopefully Melbourne, just to get a win down there. But you know what? The more losses you have, the closer you are to a win in a place like Melbourne. And I reckon we might go down there and surprise old Melbourne. Do they get anyone suspended or anything, Brownie?
From last night? I don't think so.
Well, that's no good.
No, Big Nelson's back. But look,
Munster was a little bit quiet there. Not a lot of touches, but he's still getting his feet under him.
A lot of touches, but not many runs.
No, Hughes a player. A little
bit like Dean Hawkins on the weekend. Plenty of touches, just directing his players around the field. But yeah, Hughes, what a player.
Yeah, and isn't that Trent Liero starting to impress me? That McDonald off the bench, just some foot speed. But anyway, hopefully whatever team we name next week can go out there and just give us 100% effort for 80 minutes. If you get beat, you get beat. But I'm sure the more effort...
And that's all the fans want, don't they, chaps?
Oh, look...
Spoke to a number of fans.
We've been down there a few times and... you know, the harder we try, the worse we got. We've been beaten by 50 down there. So let's hope we can get down there and come up with a one-point win. Dean Hawkins' field goal, who knows? But anyway, we'll preview that one next week. What we might do here, Brownie, is we might chuff off to our first break here on Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. And on the other side of this, we'll talk all things pathways. Okay, Brownie, the pathways are brought to you by the Juniors, another sponsor that has got behind us since day one. We've got a great relationship with Keith and the board. We thank them for all their contributions to our show over the past couple of years. And the New South Wales
Cup,
Brownie.
Just on that, chaps, yeah. The Junior League is just about to kick off. They're only a week away next weekend.
They're going good. They've gone up to 8 teams.
That's the A-grade?
The A-grade. I've gone around and spoken to a lot of the different organisations. I think Marrickville's pretty confident. They've got a good side. Mascot's got some good bookends. I was talking to Chica Downs. You've got Jackie Field, Craig Field's young bloke, to direct the traffic around. The Wombats are confident they're going to get some games out of Jason Clark. And,
well, they secured Field by a draft system, chaps. It's the first time they've ever done
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Great idea. So all the players, all the contracted South Sydney players, they all go into the draft and they get drawn out and whatever club draws you the bid for you, that's the club that you play with if you're not playing New South Wales Cup or Jersey Flag that weekend.
Yeah, and some people are just, whether they had a local junior or father and son kind of thing, they got to keep a few of the players without having to go in the draft. So the newer clubs like your Rovers and your Marrickville's, they actually got 3 picks, where the other teams only got 2.
Yeah.
Some of the more established teams like your Mascots and your South Easterns. And Johnny Sutton is going to steer them around this year as the coach. Him and Connor Higgins, another very experienced rugby league player, played over there for the Salford Revs with your team. Very, very experienced campaigner. And
Jason Clark playing with the Wombats.
Yeah, we've got Roy Asatasi down there at the Dolphins, who are always strong. Very good defensive club. The Dolphins. Very
big Georgie Burgess, I believe, maybe having a run with South Eastern.
I think they knocked him back because he played in NRL last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, that was the mail going around. But Maddow Tigers, they've got a few issues at the board level there. They're trying to sort their things out, but I think they've got a decent squad there. You know, the All Blacks are always got numbers. They're defending champions. Wesley Patton, he's got a spring in his step. He bumped Gerald Simons, a former first grader. He wants Gerald to run the water for him down there at Redfern this year. Gerald knocked him back, but politely. But no, they're all pretty excited about their prospects this year, and we're definitely going to get out and watch a few games this year. We might even call a few, Brownie.
Yep.
On the sneak go there for the Coogee Wombats. We're available. Any of the teams out there listening, flick us a message, and we'll do something for you. But yeah, the New South Wales Cup, Brownie. Another good season so far. Gone out and knocked off the Newtown Jets, 24 points to 12. Pretty strong club, the Jets. And it was probably the highlight of the match here. We've been looking for a bit of a speed in the winger, and it was a runaway try from Jacob Gaygai from about his own 20, and he really pulled away from him, Brownie. Showed a bit of speed, the big fella. What? Don't know why he hasn't had a run in first grade, but maybe the game against Melbourne might be his time.
Well, he was on the extended bench last week, chaps. Now, I don't know what the situation is there with him being included into the top 30, whether he's in the top 30 or he's not in the top 30.
I think he's 30. A development player.
Okay, so he can certainly play.
But we still haven't replaced Daniel Saluka for Fuda. Now, how long they get to do that, I don't know. Whether one of the dev players comes in and they fill the dev spot from underneath or from outside. Maybe they're waiting to see how some of the boys go in cup or flag. Maybe they've got their eyes on someone. Or they might be trying to secure a contract from an external player. And to get them, you've got to offer them that dev contract or top 30.
Well,
as you know,
there's definitely a spot available. Ty Munro, injured last week, like we just spoke about earlier in the show. He's out for a couple of months. Does Jacob Gagai come into consideration?
Yeah, there's a few things we can do there. There's a few ways we can go. I think Tassie jumped on the left wing, and he's a natural left-side player. Can you find another centre on that other side to fill the void? Or do you just go bang, throw in a left wing and throw Gags on that left wing? I mean, there's a few ways they can go.
He did the job in Vegas.
He did a great job in Vegas. He was one of the more impressive players to come out of that match, particularly on debut. You know, an older fella on debut. But, yeah, they had a nice little win there. It's good to see Joey's boys just keep that, maintain the raid, that nice form they had last year. There's players that just keep on keeping on in that grade, don't they?
Yeah, well, they certainly do. Chaps are... bit of experience with a bit of youth always goes well. And like you said, they're just on their merry way. They're continuing their form from last year. A nice win over Newtown, 24 points to 12 on the weekend. Brock Gray was another outstanding player. I thought went well. And like you said, Jacob Gagai was outstanding.
Yep. Braden Burns, a veteran, he keeps getting better and better too. He's been one of our better performers all year. Gagai, but the 228 metres stood out. I think Sean Kepi, Brianni, had a big game, over 200 metres in the front row, over 100 post-contact metres. And we know how aggressive he is. He's obviously got that error in his game, which I think we knew that as he come over. He could be up for a reprieve or a recall, so to speak, with the loss of Junior Jatola, Brianni. So don't be surprised to see his name on the list. But I do think Talis Duncan's got to be there as well. A player with so much promise. And then it was the Jersey Flegg Brownie. They had a 20-year-old draw against the Sharkies, mate, who are normally a pretty strong outfit in that grade. So well done to Tippy and his men there. And there was tries there to Aaron Macy. Good to see him back. A really speedy centre. And again, plagued with our injuries over the past couple of years. And Hayden Mulcatine, mate, got him down from the East Tigers, Brownie. An exciting young prospect. As you know, they don't have a jersey flag in the entire Queensland Rugby League. It finishes at Melmaninga Cup, which is only 18 years of age. And you've got to do the big jump, Brownie, up to play the men. So,
yeah.
So a lot of these Sydney clubs have been able to just go up there and tap them on the shoulder. And all these blokes have had to come down at their own expense and try and make a fist of it down here.
I'm pretty sure we scored right on the bell too, chaps, in that particular game. It wasn't too long to go and Brent Hawkins converted the goal to take us to 20 points all. And, yeah, a nice to get the 1 point out of that particular game. But they've got a big game on the weekend, chaps.
They do, mate. They're playing the Silktails, and it's called the Manoa Thompson Bowl. Obviously, former Rabbitoh, Fijian-born, absolute legend of a bloke. Obviously, a great friend of the program and a great friend of yours, Brianni, your whole life. So, very interesting, and looks like they've made a couple of changes there, the Fijians. They're looking for their first win. Obviously, they're a very big athletic team, and I've got the opportunity, Brianni, to actually call the live stream to free-to-air right through the whole South Pacific, 16 million homes it goes to. Not sure how many actually tune in because they're mad rugby union fans. But
and that's for the New South Wales Rugby League, I believe, chaps?
Well, it's actually the NRL, believe it or not. They're all part of this, the federal government part of the funding, and obviously the Fijian government are part of the funding there. So
that's a great opportunity for you.
It is, mate. They've got some good young players there, mate. Kaolivalu, he looks like a good prospect, the hooker, mate. And obviously the centre there, Mitchell Porter, scored a few tries, just straightens them up. They go a little bit sideways. I was talking to the executive director, Steve Driscoll, that he said, we're not far away. It's the first time we played a team twice, so we're hoping we learn a few lessons and pick a few things up. And it's a home and away series, so South have got a four-point advantage. The Fijians have got to win by more than four to collect the bowl. The Rabbitohs, all they have to do is win. Yeah. And they can collect. They could lose by two and still win it, but anyway. Yeah, there's some very impressive young men there for the Fijians and the Rabbitohs. If you get a chance, 105 Erskineville Oval, or it's going to be live on New South Wales TV on the app. It's a subscription, though. I think it's $8 or $9 a month or something like that. Small you get all the games. You get all the SG ball, blah, all the replays. So pretty exciting. Good opportunity for myself, Brownie.
Oh, anyway. Definitely, mate. I'm so happy for you and you've got the opportunity. Not an easy one to start off and make your debut. A little bit like Jai Gray making his debut last week. You're making your debut this week. There's a few tongue twisters in there with the surnames, and you might have to give Manoa a call just to check on the pronunciations of them Fijian players. I know when I do the ground announcing, it can be a little bit difficult at times. And, mate, I'll be tuning in for sure. And to all the listeners out there, make sure you give Chaps a message and a boost of confidence.
We'll see
on
how
his
we
debut.
Go, man. Well, I am looking forward to Downey Vuka, and that he goes good to fullback. And Navuni Drury, he is a gun. Don't worry about that, the big winger. So there's a few names there I've got to still get me head around, but I'll continue to do the work over the next 24 hours. And might even get down and have a chat with them tomorrow morning because they're going to do it tough. They've got a captain's run tonight in Fiji, doing the red eye overnight flight.
Wow.
And they're going to come in and play the game and pretty much get out of here. So it's tough on the young boys, but
They just love footy.
They love it.
They just love it.
They would have, if they pulled the seats out, they would have played on the plane.
Yeah.
They love their footy. So, and another one just to finish up with here, we lost a bloke in the community. If you work at Qantas or there and there at the Wharves, you worked at both workplaces, and I know Brianne worked at the Wharves. Probably a bit of a unique situation for you and your missus, mate. She worked at Qantas, you work at the Wharves, so both had a relationship with him. He passed away at the tender age of 51, left behind a couple of kids there. There's a GoFundMe page there for Bruno D'Souza, if you wanted to donate to the family. Came out here 24 years ago to the day that he passed away, looking for a new opportunity, him and his girlfriend. And all these years later, they've got two beautiful boys, I guess 18 and 20 years of age, Luca and Mateus. Mateus is quite a great sportsman, was a top surfer in the junior grades and also plays for the Roosters in Harold Matthews. So there's a lot of them Roosters forwards there today. You might have noticed a few, Brownie. Mm. And all the respect to you. And going to miss you, Bruno. One of the calmest, most gentle, patient men I've ever met, mate. Champion.
Yeah, very sad, chaps. We were just at the funeral not long ago this morning. And, yeah, condolences go out to all the family. The boys got up and spoke, and his wife...
doesn't get any harder than that,
said
does it?
A couple of words, yeah, it does. It's very sad and, very sad time for the family. And I'm sure they're struggling at this point of time. But, yeah, our condolences go out and our thoughts are with them.
Yeah, we might end it on that one there. A bit of a sad note there. Probably started on a sad note too with the Bondi tragedy. But it's bye week. The great thing about this week is whoever the Titans are playing, they're playing Manly. We're going for Manly this week because we're getting off the bottom with a bye. No matter what happens, if Manly beats the Titans, which is highly likely, but though Desi might have a little trick up his sleeve, been coaching against his old team, the Bunnies get off the bottom there. Probably deserve to be in the bottom too anyway. We haven't been great defensively, leaking that 34 points a game, but I guess it leaves a lot of room for improvement.
Well, it certainly does, chaps, and the season doesn't get any easier because we've got Melbourne next Thursday, like we spoke about on Anzac Day, down in Melbourne, a big occasion. And the week after that, we've got Penrith. So as long as the effort's there and we're out there having a go, that's all you can ask for.
Exactly. that might be it for another edition of Rabbitohs Radio Podcast.
Up the Rabbitohs.
Up the mighty Rabbitohs. We would like to thank our valued sponsors here at Rabbitohs Radio Podcast. Daryl Lee, The Juniors, NG Farrow Real Estate, Blast Pit, Ramos Bricklaying, Bunnaby Water, Adam Sampson Finance, Oz Snow, and Site Pizza.